Thank you. Good morning, Paul. Ted Wyman, Winnipeg Sun. What is it about the makeup of this team that's made it handle adversity well?
Boy, if you get face enough of it, you just get good at it. I think it starts starts with the number of injuries that we faced all year and really didn't miss a beat, played pretty strongly through it. Everybody has some big nights, you know, where you score an awful lot of goals, but so much of the hockey that we played this year was pretty tight. You know, it was close games. Maybe not in the end by the score, but you had to be focused and you had to be right in those games to win them. So we got good at it.
On the right side, standing up.
Eric Marin, NHL.com International. How do you make life difficult for Fleury?
Well, all the standard things, fellas, right? The goaltenders that see the puck have a lot better chance than the ones that don't. Rebounds are usually more dangerous than the initial shot, and then traffic to the net.
On the left side here.
Adam Hill from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Game one, you guys avoided the turnovers that kind of fueled their transition. Game two and three, they got back to doing that. Do you think you're trying to do too much with the puck, or what do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I didn't think that we were trying to do too much with it when we turned it over. I thought we were over. I don't think we had really good handles on it. We've had some easily visible turnovers that ended up in the back of our net. But the goals that we scored would have come off turnovers as well. So when you lose them, the game, those are the reasons are pointed to. We don't normally turn the puck over a whole heck of a lot. It's certainly been front and center in the last two games. It'll be something that we talk about, but I think the result has been more damning than the numbers.
Front right, Mark.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet. The Connor Hellebuyck has got amazing confidence for a young guy. He's a rookie goalie last year, talking about winning the Vezina. Last night,
I think that was after a 5-2 loss.
And it was after a 5-2
loss. That was awesome. Yeah, he got yanked too. Awesome.
Last night he said he likes his game better than Fleury's.
Sweet.
How come? What makes that guy that guy?
So he would, you know, I mean, I think most of these guys do this, but he'll go through just about every touch of the puck, right? Decide whether he was right on it, whether he made the right decision on it or not. And I think he's usually got a really good handle on it. Some of the goals, so we would occasionally talk about, more last year, when I did in fact pull him, you know, and say something like, you know, maybe one or two I didn't like, but you had no chance in the fourth one. He said, oh, I can have the fourth one. And it'll be across the crease, no chance in hell he's getting that puck, and he believes he can stop that puck. So I don't do anything to squash that mentality. He thinks he can stop every one. And then he moves on pretty darn well, right? So he doesn't carry it too heavy with him. He's going to be really interesting to watch develop as he grows. I mean, I don't know that anybody could expect that his progress is on the same tangent as it is now from last year to this year. If he got that much better next year, 43 shutouts might be in his wheelhouse. So he's got a level here, but he certainly... he's got a confidence in the right way. You know, I mean, I even though pulled him and said he thought he had the Vezina wrapped up, I think he's got a pretty good handle on his game.
Front right.
Paul Kenwee, Winnipeg Sun. What went into the decision to use Brandon Tanev on that second line, and did you...
Just speed.
Okay.
Just speed. Kind of anticipating a different... moving the lines around a little bit differently off our bench. So that was just speed.
Did you consider using Perreault down a goal late at all? Or?
No, we are going to run. I mean, if you're down a goal late, I really like Brian's line. I mean, Scheif's got the two, aside from, I think we're in alone four times, but aside from that, the two best chances are Matty Perreault and then, of course, Mark on the double there in the third. And we're running, if you're running four lines at this point in the season, and if you're cutting to three, you need something on all three. So I just I like Brian's line an awful lot last night. I thought they were really good, so I didn't want to mess with that.
We'll do a few more. Second row on the left.
Paul Friesen in the Winnipeg Sun. You've scored 3 goals the last 2 games, 7 in the 3-game series. How do you try to produce a little more rounded, balanced attack?
Well, we liked our offense last night better than the first game. We felt there was more there for us. It's a different style. I mean, it's fairly different, similar to Nashville, but a slightly different style of defense that we're facing. So I think we're starting to get better understanding of how we have to attack that and how we have to approach the net. So that would be it. There would be lots of offense in that game last night to score a bunch more. It's really dangerous to be sitting up here and talking about offense, Miranda, because as soon as you start doing that, you've got your mind not right, and watched a lot of very good teams say, hey, we just got to bury our chances when we win the game. That's another dangerous thing to be selling here or in my locker room. But we liked what we had. We think the quality of it has increased.
Back right, Sean.
Paul, you talked about the highly visible turnovers the last couple of games. Is that just a product of playing a team that has the speed that this Vegas team has?
Well, they might have been able to skate backwards on 2 of the 3 of the chances that we had, the breakaways. There was a 2-on-0 on the game prior that probably could have done it in their tennis shoes by the amount of ice we gave them to our tenders. So we got to move the puck a little bit quicker on those plays. Yeah, they're a fast team, and so are we.
Third row on the left.
Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press. Paul, teams might adjust the style of play within a game if they're up 2-1 versus down 2-1. Do you expect that your team might look different down 2-1 now in a series as opposed to leading or tied as you have been all this spring?
Okay, just for clarification for me, the first part of your question was about a game. Are we talking
right,
about 2-1
so
in
game,
the series or 2-1 in a game?
Right, so within a game when the score changes, teams right. tend to change how they play. Now that the series has changed and you guys are down, do you expect to see your team look differently, play differently?
I don't think I think those are two completely different things. I think in the playoffs we've seen teams with leads, and this is true of just about every series, their risk profile changes sometimes fairly dramatically. We saw it especially in Nashville, right? They got a 1 or 2 and they stopped forechecking. So I don't think we're going to see quite that, but that's pretty standard. I think at 2-1, we're all aware we're down 2-1. It's still fairly early in the series. Both teams are going to come out guns blazing and try to give the other team nothing. And that's what the approach, I think, has been both. They've got off to 2 quick starts. We got off to 1 quick start. So it'll be a dogfight for the first 20.
2 more questions on the right side, Frank.
Frank Saravalli, TSN. Paul, tomorrow's game number 98 of the season. You've mentioned that you thought the travel's been way better than it normally is, but do you think that has a compounding effect, particularly for some of the young guys, that this is 20 or some guys 30 more games than they've ever played?
The playoff hockey has a far higher physical cost, there's no doubt about it, but clearly our travel is way easier right now, and our recovery is, you know, there's no back-to-backs. There's the time zone changes we're used to. So I'm not... I don't think it's physical. I think it would be only and all mental. I don't think that we're handling it any better or more poorly than anybody else. If you take a look at, and we would have, the 25, like we're under 6 minutes of offensive zone time. We gave up 312. So I don't track it the way you, it's not just when the puck is there. It happens to be in our end. But if we've got the puck, they're up. So it's how much possession time you have. There are pieces of that game we are playing at a real high level, real high energy. It's a hard game. I mean, you're not getting a chance off every shift, but we're driving as hard in that game as we have in any part of the playoffs. So I don't... if you're able to do it for the last 30 minutes of the game, you got it in the tank.
Last question, Chris, front right.
Paul, Chris Johnson from Sportsnet. I realize we're in the third round of the playoffs, but do you expect Nikolai Ehlers to be able to play tomorrow?
Well done, Chris, because I had about a 2-week lull there where I thought I'd beaten that out, and now you keep bringing it back, which I applaud. I'll tell you what, I'll think about that, and then I'll get back to you.
Thank you, Coach.
You'll know in the morning skate.